This text in the letter of Peter is one of the founding texts in understanding what is called the spiritual sense of Scripture. Those texts in the Old Covenant were written in a way that the presence of the Logos was manifest. And so those who wrote the New Testament, by what St. Thomas calls a gift of prophecy, could see what was being said there. And so that's, you see, concerning the salvation of your souls, the prophets who prophesied about the grace that was to be yours searched and investigated it, investigating the times and circumstances that the Spirit of Christ within them indicated when he testified in advance to the sufferings destined for Christ and the glories to follow them. The Holy Spirit testified to all of that in the Tanakh, in the Old Covenant. It was a preparation for us, you see, and for them. It was revealed to them, these prophets, that's Abraham, Moses, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Joel, the author of the Chronicles, it was revealed to them that they were serving not themselves but you with regard to the things that have now been announced to you by those who preached the good news to you through the Holy Spirit sent from heaven, things into which angels longed to look. The marvelous, awesome, breathtaking plan of God's love. And take a millennium to prepare a people to understand, have a chance to understand who Jesus is. It took a millennium. And of course the people, it took almost 2 millennia. Abraham was probably called about the year 1700 BC. And he was perhaps the only monotheist in the world. And then his family, his clan, and so forth. We are heirs to a great, enormous mercy. And so that's what Peter's talking about. Huh? Therefore, gird up the loins of your mind. Turn off the TV. Live soberly. And set your hopes completely on the grace to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. When he completes everything. When he comes again, he completes everything. Like obedient children, do not act in compliance with the desires of your former ignorance. You've had a conversion. Now live it. You see? But as he who called you is holy, be holy yourselves in every aspect of your conduct. Be as holy as God is holy. Didn't the Lord say, be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect? And we have all of this aid, these precious words, the example of the saints who live them, you see? For it is written, be holy because I am holy. And now, this Peter. So look, we gave up everything and followed you. What's going to happen to us? Listen to this solemn promise. I promise you, and everybody who hears these words, those who give up house or brothers or sisters or father or children or lands for my sake and the sake of the gospel. You can give them all up because you're fed up. Go live in Kentucky, the heck with the family. But that's not what's going on here. You see? This was one of the stumbling blocks for Jacob Neusner. He's a rabbi, lovely man, good scholar, who wrote a book, A Rabbi Talks to Jesus, I think it's called. He said, Jesus, I really love you, but I can't follow this. God told us the primary duty was to care for the family. And you're saying you can leave the family and follow you. Who are you? Are you as good as God? I can't follow you. And the answer is yes. I'm worth it all. I'm worth it all. And think of what I have in store for you. Sometimes our Jewish brethren see more into our texts than we do. In fact, a group has just put out a very fine book. It's called A Jewish Annotated New Testament. It's great. It was put out by the head of it was Amy Jill Levine, who's a wonderful person. She teaches at Vanderbilt, I think. I remember once we were in this isn't part of the homily, I guess. Anyway, we were at a meeting, and something came up. I guess I was leading the meeting, and it was a big room, and Amy Jill was there. She belongs to the Catholic Biblical Association. And I said, what do you think, Amy, about that text in the Old Testament? And she said, I only know the New Testament. And yet she's an Orthodox Jew. When some people got carried away, when that thing came out on the Jewish people and their scriptures from the Pontifical Biblical Commission, we had a group discussing it. And we had some guys, I think this is terrible to call that the Old Testament. That is such an insult. That, you know, went on and on and on. They don't know what they're talking about. And Amy Jill said, I don't think so. That's an honor. I said, title of honor, to be the old covenant, to be the venerable covenant, to be the... Anyway, that's Amy Jill. She's quite a character. But now there's a Jewish annotated New Testament. Quite interesting. I have it upstairs. But the challenge, you see, in the gospel is, are you willing to drop Jamie? Are you willing to drop everything and serve? He's in the seminary, that fellow there, see? And you hear the promise? Yeah, this is a promise. You know, I hear this and I think, I can't remember the last time, I don't travel much now, but I used to travel a lot. And I don't think I ever landed in an airport needing a ride. There was always a brother or a sister there to pick me up and take me wherever I had to go. I never had to get a cab and go. Brothers and sisters all over the world. And I stayed in their house, and they fed me, and they were good to me. And this is for real. This is for real. You'll find out. It's for real. So that's our Lord's promise, huh? And think of this grace, this word of God, among our Jewish brothers in the Old Covenant. You only see it and understand it when you read it in the light of Christ. And so, these are the texts, the treasures we've been given this morning. And this solemn promise, okay? 100 times more in this present age. Houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and lands. And Mark adds with persecutions, okay. And eternal life in the age to come.